Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
Yeah. Well, you can't at that level, mate. There's not one New South Wales player going out there going, oh, look at these guys or whatever. And I think it's very even. Like, I think it's super even. If you look at most positions, you know, like Tedesco, obviously, he's got the points. So, like, a lot of guys have the points. In the centres, I think you guys have a real advantage. You know, to have Latrell and Tommy, there's no doubt they're two of the best players to play the game. And Val and Tabuai have their work cut out there. But I think that the rest of the performance, Payne Haas is the best front rower on the field, there's no doubt. But, you know, I think Carrigan holds his own. I think Tina holds his own. I think our wingers hold their own. I think our halves hold their own. And I think our hookers hold their own. So it's just about getting off to a great start. It's not about points. It's about getting off to a great start, getting into the game, rolling, and just make sure that you just keep the pressure. And I'm a big believer there's not too many moments in a club game. There might be 20 moments or 30 moments that are there that you got to win and they're important. And in Origin, there might be 10, there might be 5, there might be 2, there might be 1, but you just got to keep on putting yourself in the frame for that moment. And the more jerseys that are in the picture for Queensland, the better chance we are of winning it.
Gordy,
it's simple as that.
Compare the pace of Origin to the high-intensity NRL games. Oh. What's the big difference?
It's the only time I've tasted blood. And what I mean by that, you know, when you run so hard, so people that have run so hard, you know that, you know, like horses bleed, you know, they get that, like you run so hard that there's a burning in your lungs that like that much, that there's a totally different taste. It's like all your throat's burning and you taste blood.
Jeez.
It's weird.
Yeah, we had Nathan Hindmarsh on only minutes ago. I remember covering an Origin game. I think it might have been in the 2005 series when Joey did make his comeback, and Hindy had worked himself to such a standstill that he spewed on the field and then just had to keep going. He had about three or four goes and played the 80 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. It's the only time I felt different. You know, like you played,
and Hindy was super
test
fit,
matches,
Gordy,
I play against England and it's physical, right? And there's pressure and there's moments and they beat you up and they run different. You play against the Kiwis and there's that, but you play Origin and it's sometimes, it mightn't be as physical, but it's just so fast. Like, and it's the speed, and it's just because, I suppose, the ball movement, the best players out there, they've normally played with each other a lot, and there's a lot of passion.
Is that part of the emotion as well that comes with the occasion, Gordy? Because the build-up for an Origin game far supersedes that of a test series.
And the reason is because of the fans that care. Like, because if I went and played for my country, and when I do, no, that's the best jersey you can wear, right? Because you're representing your country. But we can go away and not too many people know that the game's on. Everybody knows when State of Origin's on.
And all the players are primed. So this is like round 12. There's no better time for like peak physical condition, in my opinion. Like we're at the halfway mark of the season.
Yeah. And it's the not best at the end of the season.
Yeah, the end of the season, you know, players are busted. They've already had their big high or big low. You know, they're going
to with the grand final win or whatever.
Yeah. And all the players that are participating in this series, they're just going to put that on the back burner for now. They're all primed. Yeah. They're all match fit. They're all ready to go. Like, I think it is that part of it like a 10-day build up to a game as well. Does that add to the occasion, do you think, Gordy?
I think so, because you come in fresh. And I'm only talking for a Queenslander here. That is the only jersey that we've ever wanted to represent.
Yeah,
that's our goal, right? Obviously, and then you talk to New South Wales guys. It is to play for Australia. You know what I mean? But for our,
hang on, Gordy.
Well, so you'd say Queenslanders would rather play for Queensland than for Australia.
that's our goal.
Can't tell me Joey As Johns, right? We've seen how passionate he gets when New South Wales don't play
you can
as well
name one, mate. You can name five.
They should have.
Mate, you can name
five. The same
five.
Goes for Laurie Daly.
But most of the guys, listen, we've got one tribe, right? We've got one tribe. And it was Broncos coming in 88. Queensland State of Origin started in 1980. We had no one to support but that team. Roosters have been around for 100 years. All those clubs. So people wanted to play for club, win grand finals or whatever. New South Wales wasn't quite the team that everybody wanted to play for.
That's your version.
back in the early days. Well, I just told you that that's all we wanted to do.
I'd like to ask
the
same thing. And then
you second guessed us, but when we run out, that's the jersey that we all want to wear. I'm not saying New South Wales don't, but a lot of them wanted to play for, it's a stepping stone to play for their country.
Well, funny you say that.
If we ask Nathan Highmarsh, Andrew Johns, Laurie Daly,
you can ask them all.
Blocker Roach, what jersey they want to wear, I'm sure they'll all tell you that how much the New South Wales jersey means to them, Gordon.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I never said it didn't mean anything. All I said is that's the jersey we wanted to play for.
All right.
You can turn it around about your state.
Well, hang on, but what are you saying then? Are you saying that?
No, that's all Queensland wanted to play for. I've never pulled
more
on
to Queenslanders than the New South Wales jumper means to New South Wales people. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's what it meant to us. That was the jersey that we all wanted to wear. That's the number one jersey. So when Billy Slater spoke to these guys, his favourite jersey was his parents could only afford one jersey, and he got it bought for him, and it was a Queensland jersey with number 7 Langer on it. And that jersey is still folded up, and he takes it with him. That's all I'm saying.
He takes it with him?
Yeah. So if a New South Wales guy, if Freddie's got a jersey there with Steve Mortimer on it and he goes and shows his team, he mightn't have had that. I'm just saying what it means to us. I'm not talking about New South Wales here. I'm talking about Queensland.
Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.